Thank you very much for the chocolate donuts, Mike.
And happy Mother's Day to you.
And we had this delicious Hawaiian coffee going here, too, today. So it's really
coffee.
Delicious. But it certainly smells good, even if you don't drink it, right? It does have that nice aroma to it.
I did forget to bring in milk, though. We're using that toxic powder stuff you're pouring. That's got to be bad for you. Just ruin everything.
Milk's not good for you either, actually. Ahead, more requests coming up on LAR. It's another old topic. 7:52 is the time, and Mike Lee is here now with LAR 92 Second News.
The FBI's withholding of information from Timothy McVeigh's lawyers may end up postponing the Oklahoma City bomber's execution. The Justice Department claims the information would have no bearing on his conviction for the 95 bombing that claimed the lives of 168 people. The parent company of Comair is playing hardball with its striking pilots. CEO Frederick Reed says the company supports the idea of shutting down, and there will be no return to the bargaining table if the contract is not voted in. In the British Medical Journal, researchers claim children with headaches reported more backaches, twitching, stomach ailments, and psychological distress as adults. And speaking of headaches, it took losing $35 million to convince the WWF's Vince McMahon to fold his XFL Football League after just one season. Co-founded by NBC, the Extreme Football League scored some of the worst ratings in television history. In actual sports, the Mets lost 8-2 in Colorado, and the Ducks fell to the Nashua Pride 5-1 in New Hampshire. And congratulations go out to Garden City's All-American Aaron Elby as her Georgetown team knocked out Hofstra 20-5 in the NCAA Women's Lacrosse Tournament, where Elby scored 6 goals. Weather-wise, we're looking at a mix of sun and clouds for today. Highs near 86, more clouds tonight, low 63. Saturday, sun in the morning, afternoon clouds and a chance of late rain with highs near 77 and lows around 54. And Mother's Day Sunday will be partly cloudy with highs near 67. It's 63 degrees in Lake Success, 62 in Lake Ronkonkoma. I'm Mike Lee with LIR 92 Second News, brought to you by Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. When the diagnosis is cancer, your first call should be Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, the best cancer care anywhere. In Hobhog and Rockville Center, 631-863-5100.
First question is for Jan.
Okay.
Now, a special bulletin from 92.7 LIR.
My name is John Daniels. Good morning. Mike Lee in the LIR newsroom with an update.
There is no link to terrorism after American Airlines Flight 587 crashed in Queens near Kennedy Airport at about 9:17 this morning. One of the jet engines broke off and fell separately from the Boeing 767's crash site in a residential section of the Rockaways, which had homes and small businesses on fire. 246 passengers and 9 crew members were on board the Airbus. The New York City area is still under a level 1 alert with all available emergency crews called in. As a precaution, JFK, LaGuardia, and Newark airports remain closed. We have an update on the bridges and tunnels. The outbound or New Jersey-bound George Washington Bridge, Lincoln Tunnel, and Holland Tunnel are now open, with more changes expected within the next hour. I'm Mike Lee with LIR News.